Hey, dear ones, did you know that you have a built-in compass guiding you to your soul mission with all the tools you need to fulfill that soul mission? Sound exciting? Then join me for a Soul Blueprint, the only certification program that reveals how to amplify your five spiritual gifts so you can consciously create a life and business of massive soul aligned success. Enroll now at AllisonScammell.com/soul blueprint. And you can find that link in the show notes. Hello, dear ones. I hope you are feeling high vibe and fabulous today. I've been having a lot of fun lately with Freya watching baking shows, baking competitions in particular, where, you know, there's so many on like Netflix right now. And the latest one we've been watching, it takes place in Australia called Zumbo, where there's this famous Australian baker and cake artist named Zumbo, and they compete in this competition, and then the bottom two have to go into the Zumbo test. And then Zumbo, the, you know, cake creator extraordinaire, reveals this cake that he has made. And then they have to recreate it. And these cakes are like usually just like all sorts of crazy stuff going on with them. And then the person with the most, with the cake that matches his masterpiece the best, stays in the competition. It's pretty entertaining, especially if you need a nice family something to watch. So as I watched all of these various baking competitions with Freya, I started to notice something. The contestants were all saying the same thing. And they would all say it over and over. And that was, to win this competition would be a dream come true. And that really got me to thinking. I kept hearing it over and over again. And every time I heard it, the wheels in my brain started turning. And then I'd go down to that heart space and I'd check in with my spirit guides. And I was just like, you know, I really need to do a podcast episode on this. And my divine guidance team said, yep, you sure do. So why don't we just get to it? In today's episode, we explore the biggest trap we can fall into that prevents our dreams from coming true, how to get rid of this trap, and how to take charge of our dreams. We'll end on an invitation that will have you stepping fully into the role of director of the movie of your life so you can intend the life you most want to experience. So please stay with me until the end. Welcome to Soul Guide Radio, a podcast for soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs here to bring about change on a massive level. We'll explore how you can activate your big soul mission, amplify your spiritual gifts, and clear the energy blocks weighing you down so you can gain unstoppable momentum in life and business. I'm Allison Scammell, your host and soul guide. Hello, Soul Guide Circle. That is the name of this community of soul-guided leaders, influencers, and entrepreneurs. In the Soul Guide Circle, we are called to pursue our soul-guided dreams, make a massive impact, and lift up humanity at the same time. Find a link to join our closed Facebook group at AllisonScammell.com or in the show notes. Today, we're talking about how to take charge of your dreams coming true. So let's start with the biggest trap we can fall into with this that actually puts us out of the driver's seat. It takes you away from being director of the movie of your life, and it puts you into the audience watching and allowing life to happen to you. Always in response, always reacting to the wishes and the dreams of others. And this trap I'm talking about is when we rely on someone else to make our dreams come true. That is not taking charge. That is being in response. And when it comes to dreams and manifesting, we want to be in the director's seat, intending, deciding what it is we want and intending it and putting our energy behind it. So getting back to the contestants in the Bake Show from the Bake Show Zumbo, these were amateur bakers. None of them were professional. They didn't have their own baking shops, but most all of them, it was their dream to become professional bakers and start a shop or start their own line or whatever it is. Okay. So they're on this national television series that's on Netflix that's hitting people all over the world. You better believe if I was on that show and I didn't win, I would say, okay, no problem. I wanted to win, but I didn't. And now I'm going to use this exposure to really launch my dream. I don't care if Zumbo, the famous Australian baker, didn't pick me. I pick me. I choose me. I take control of my dreams. I got all this amazing exposure from being on a Netflix series. How can I use this to my advantage to continue gaining energetic momentum so I can fulfill my dream of becoming a professional baker? And I make my dream come true. I do it. I take control. I don't care if those judges didn't like my stuff. It doesn't matter because I am responsible for making my dreams come true. So how do we get rid of this trap? And I see it a lot. And I'll tell you what, business owners out there, listen up here. I think in business so often we're sitting around waiting. We're the best kept freaking secret out there. And we're sitting around waiting to be discovered. We've got these amazing offers. We're amazing, right? And we're sitting around hiding out behind our computer screen or hiding out wherever it is we hide and just saying, oh man, I'm just ready to be discovered. I'm ready for someone to find me. I'm ready for a client to stumble upon my offering. And it would be really fantastic if we could just put together a website and put together offerings, and then people would just find us and we would just get discovered. But it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way on baking competitions or in business. It's very unlikely that you'll get discovered. And if you do get discovered, it's because you already spent a lot of time and energy taking charge of your own dreams. I notice it all the time. It seems like whenever anyone's getting interviewed, let's say a famous entrepreneur is getting interviewed and someone says to them, wow, it really seems like you're an overnight success. They will almost always say, that's not true. It looks like on the surface, I'm an overnight success, but I've actually been at this for years because that person was taking charge of their dreams, fulfilling their own dreams. But at a certain point, maybe then somebody did discover them and help them to get more visibility. And that took them to the next level. And that's great. I mean, if someone does discover you and does give you more visibility and does award you champion of the baking competition, that's fantastic. That is cherry on the cake. That is bonus. But the driver of your dreams, the person sitting in the director's chair, is always you. And that is the most empowering and freeing and expansive place to be sitting. So how do we get rid of this trap? Well, first, we get rid of this relying on others to make our dreams come true by simply asking the question, am I waiting for someone to discover me? Am I waiting for someone else to make my dreams come true? Am I relying on others to make my dreams come true? Do I spend too much time waiting to be invited on a stage rather than creating my own stage? Start by asking the question. And you want to ask questions about relying on others, waiting, or hiding. Am I hiding? Am I hoping someone's going to find me and invest in, say, a business offering? And while I'm waiting, I'm hiding because I fear putting myself out there. I feel being visible. I fear owning my offering, talking about my offering, and putting it out there because what if nobody buys it? What if I fail? What if it doesn't work? Right? And I think it's very often our fear of failure that puts us in the position of hoping someone will find us, because it's like, it like protects us from failure, because some genie on high, some judge, some big name coach, somebody who has a lot of success is going to shine a light on you and say, you're doing great. I choose you. Hey, everybody, look at this amazing person and what they're doing in the world. And I think we can think it's like, if that happens, if I get chosen by someone, then that will protect me from failure. That will protect me. If I do it all on my own, if I create my own stage, if I sell tickets to my own show and get my own audience to watch me perform, that has a greater chance of failure than if some big name person who already has an established big stage invites me on theirs. And I say statistically, that's probably correct. But the chances of that big name person choosing you when you've done not put in the energetic momentum behind creating your own stage and or stages, the chances of them finding you, it makes it very, very challenging. And it puts you in that relying on someone else to make your dreams come true. So if you notice that you're waiting, hiding, relying, okay, that's fine. No problem. We've all been there. I certainly have been there. Now we want to notice if there's any wounds there, if there's any fear of failure there. I fear creating my own stage because it might fail. So just invite that up. Invite that good old fear of failure up. Fear of failure is going to be a big thwarter to your ability to take charge of your dreams coming true. So let's release the fear. And you just invite the fear up. I have this dream, I have this desire, but I fear it will fail. So I'm not doing anything. I'm hiding. I'm hoping someone will find me. And just give yourself permission to feel that fear of failure. And once you feel it releasing, go to your breath. Big inhales, big exhales. Go back into your body. Really connect in to your body. Connect to your neck down, your heart space, your toes, your fingers. Set the intention to connect to your higher self. And just ask the question, what stage do I dream of building? What stage do I dream of building? What way do I dream of becoming more visible? In what way do I dream of becoming the baking champion, but in a way that I crown myself the baking champion? I pin the medal on myself. So we're really trying to like sink into the body and get guidance on what dreams are we being called to take charge of. So we're firmly got our butt planted in our director's chair. And we're saying, I'm not going to wait anymore. I'm going to make it happen for myself. I'm going to get the energetic momentum going myself. I'm going to build my own stage. I'm going to sell my own tickets. And I'm going to perform to an audience who's really excited to watch me perform. And when I say building the stage, it's a metaphor for anything, like creating the opportunities for yourself. So as I sink into my body and I ask the question, what dreams am I ready to take more charge of? And yeah, I'm getting the hit, like getting more exposure to Soul Guide Radio and spending more time sharing it. So that's another thing, you know, a good example of how this works is a podcast. I release a new episode every week, and I have to do a lot to promote each and every episode if I expect anyone to hear it, anyone at all. So if I just put it out on my podcast hosting site and then just like, all right, great, I hope I get 10,000 downloads this month, that will never, ever, ever happen. I mean, I'm sure like super famous people in the world, because they've already gotten their fame, right? They've already built their own stage. They've already been discovered by others. Now they've got a big following. Okay, you know, Tim Ferriss has one of the biggest podcasts in the world. When he releases a new episode, he probably doesn't have to do too much to get a lot of downloads, but he still does. He still promotes it here and there and everywhere, even though he doesn't really need to, because he wants to get more and more listeners. So when I release an episode, I am talking about it here, where, and everywhere, to my mailing list, to my social feeds. And then I talk about old episodes, right? Because I've got episodes from a year ago, 2 years ago. Those are still fantastic episodes, and I want to keep promoting them. And it is the way, it is the only way that something like a podcast can grow. And so what I'm getting is, even though I have taken charge of this dream, my higher self is calling me to take more charge. Reach out to peers and ask them, hey, will you share this with your audience? And I can share something of yours to my audience. Like, think of different ways. I'm getting called to think outside of the box and be creative about all the other ways that I can promote this podcast. And I'm being called to promote more. And so I can ask the question, well, do you mean by Facebook ads or online ads? No, organic. So I'm being called for more organic promotion of this podcast. I want to grow this podcast. And if I'm waiting for some big name podcaster to discover me and say, hey, everybody listen to Soul Guide Radio, I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if that happened? And I would love it if that happened, but I'm not going to wait for that to happen. That's giving somebody else the keys to fulfill my dreams, and that person may or may not unlock the door. The only person who can unlock the door to my higher dreams and fulfilling those dreams and having those dreams come true is if I unlock the damn doors myself. So I just released some fear around failure. I just connected to my higher self and asked, like, what's the dream that's ready to be taken charge of? I got the hit, the podcast. Okay. What's my next best step? And the message was very clear. Start promoting it even more. And if you're someone who maybe you're sitting there thinking, yeah, well, I don't have that kind of connection to my higher self, so I won't get such specific, clear guidance. How do you know? Our gift of intuition needs practice. It's a muscle. It's like your biceps. You need to go to the gym and you need to put some weight on some barbells and do some reps. And the more reps you do, the stronger your biceps get. And your gift of intuition is no different. So going through these types of inquiries, connecting to your higher self and your divine guidance team to ask these questions and get this divine guidance is part of your practice. It's part of you going to the gym of your intuition so that your gift of intuition gets stronger. And you can get this divine guidance. And this is a key and critical part of taking charge of your dreams coming true. Because your higher self is really going to guide you the most powerfully and with the most ease and flow to exactly how you do that. And it starts with sinking into the body and just asking the question, starting with one dream. What's one dream I have in my life right now that's ready to go to the next level? It's asking me to take charge, and it's asking me to stop waiting, hiding, or relying on someone else. My invitation for you this week is to ask yourself these questions. Have you been waiting, relying, or hiding? Do you have some fear of failure to release? And ask your higher self and your divine guidance team, which dream is ready for you to take charge of it? And what is your next best step in doing so? And I promise you, in no time, you're gonna see some serious dreams starting to take off in your experience. You're gonna start to get your own baking champion medals. And then that is when other people magically start to find you. And when they do, that is just the bonus exposure. But you are the one that deserves the credit for building your own stage and taking charge of your dreams coming true. And that's all I have for you this week, my dear ones. I truly hope that this episode and these insights serve you on your path. And as always, until next time, may your soul guide the way. Are you ready to fill your business with soul clients in the next 60 days? Then download my free energy upgrade meditation to amp up your energy frequency, dissolve the doubt, and attract the soul clients you are destined to serve. Find a link to download on my website, AllisonScammell.com, as well as in the show notes.